in the limelight.
In a 4-3 split decision, the Australian High Court ruled that Aboriginal people with sufficient connection to traditional societies cannot be classified as aliens, giving them a special status in Australian constitutional law, likely to have ramifications far beyond existing native title law. The majority of the High Court ruled that New Zealand-born Brendan Toms was not an alien, and the Commonwealth therefore did not have the power to order his deportation. The case was a major defeat for the deportation powers of Peter Dutton's Home Affairs Department and a significant development in the rights of Indigenous Australians. We now present you an interesting article written by staff writers of the British newspaper The Guardian under the heading High Court Rules Aboriginal Australians Not Aliens Cannot Be Deported. Please stay with us. Australian government released an Aboriginal man from immigration detention after a landmark High Court case decided Aboriginal Australians are not aliens for the purpose of the Constitution and cannot be deported from the country. Recently, the acting Immigration Minister, Alan Tudge, said the government is still reviewing the decision, but in the light of the court's ruling, Mr. Brendan Toms was released from immigration detention. The case was a major defeat for the deportation powers of Peter Dutton's Home Affairs Department and a significant development in the rights of Indigenous Australians. In a 4-3 split decision, the High Court ruled that Aboriginal people with sufficient connection to traditional societies cannot be classified as aliens, giving them a special status in Australian constitutional law, likely to have ramifications far beyond existing native title law. The majority of the High Court ruled that the New Zealand-born Brendan Toms was not an alien and the Commonwealth therefore did not have the power to order his deportation. The court was not able to decide if a second plaintiff, Daniel Love, was an Aboriginal Australian, requiring a further hearing to establish whether he is accepted as a member of the Kamilaroi tribe. Speaking outside the court earlier, the men's lawyer, Claire Gibbs, called on the government to immediately release Brendan Toms, who had been in immigration detention for 500 days. The second plaintiff, Daniel Love, had previously been released in September of 2018. The men's lawyer, Claire Gibbs, said she was confident Daniel Love will also be found not to be an alien and told reporters the pair will seek significant damages. She said this is significant for Aboriginal Australians, regardless of where they were born. It's about who belongs here, who is an Australian national, and who is a part of the Australian community. Adding, so for now, what this means is that the High Court has found that Aboriginal Australians are protected from deportation. The plaintiffs were born in Papua New Guinea and New Zealand, each with one Aboriginal parent, and faced deportation due to laws which allow the cancellation of visas on character grounds. Both were convicted of criminal offences and served time in prison. At the conclusion of their sentences in 2018, both had their visas revoked and were taken to immigration detention in Brisbane, where they were advised they would be deported. Lawyers for the two Indigenous men, backed up by the State of Victoria, argued that the Australian government cannot deport Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islanders, even if they do not hold Australian citizenship, because the constitutional definition of an alien cannot be set by the government of the day through citizenship law. In a separate judgment, Justices Virginia Bell, Jeffrey Nettle, Michelle Gordon and James Edelman ruled that the tripartite test of biological descent, self-identification and recognition of indigeneity by a traditional group established by the landmark Mabo Native Title cases can put Indigenous Australians beyond the reach of the alien's power in the Constitution. The Mabo case was a significant legal case in Australia that recognised the land rights of the Meriam people, traditional owners of the Murray Islands, which include the islands of Mer, Dower and Wyre in the Torres Strait. In doing so, the majority recognised a new category of belonger, somebody who is neither an alien nor a citizen, who owe allegiance to and are owed protection by the Crown. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge said, on the face of it, the decision has created a new category of persons, neither an Australian citizen under the Australian Citizenship Act, nor a non-citizen, adding, the Department of Home Affairs will consider the best methods to review other cases which may be impacted. Justice Jeffrey Nettle said that the Mabo Native Title decisions had recognised the existence of Aboriginal societies before European settlement in Australia. He said to have classified an Aboriginal person as an alien would be to tear the organic whole of the society asunder, which would have been the very antithesis of the common law's recognition of that society's laws and customs as a foundation for rights and interests enforced under Australian law. In separate judgments, the Chief Justice, Susan Kiefel, and Justices Stephen Gagler and Patrick Keane disagreed with the conclusion Aboriginal Australians cannot be aliens. Chief Justice Susan Kiefel said it was erroneous to apply the connection to land required in native title cases to an entirely different area of the law to answer that question because the Mabo cases explain what is native title, but they do not speak more broadly. She suggested the majority had recognised a new immutable right for certain non-citizens that cannot be said to be a development of the common law. Chief Justice Susan Kiefel noted, because it is immutable, it might be understood to bear the characteristics of a higher principle of which natural law might conceive. But such conceptions are generally not regarded as consistent with constitutional theory, adding, and they are regarded by some as antithetical to the judicial function since they involve an appeal to the personal philosophy or references of judges. The majority ordered the Commonwealth to pay the plaintiff's costs.